For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Recently, more than 75 employers engaged with soon-to-be-retired Fort Jackson service members. The 8th annual Hiring Our Heroes Career Fair drew organizations from across the country. They were all looking to tap into this unique pool of potential employees.
These job seekers are not asking for anything that they don't deserve.
That's Carolyn Andrews, the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program Manager at Fort Jackson.
When you come in at the entry level, the amount of experience that you are required to have, it really surpasses what's on the civilian sector.
The goal of the program is to take that experience and translate it into skills employers are looking for. Andrew says Soldier for Life is a Department of Defense directive.
When we know a soldier is about to leave, it is mandatory within a year of their departure to begin the process.
From there, the program provides comprehensive transition assistance services for active duty, reserve and National Guard soldiers, Department of Defense civilian employees, and their family members.
They've served too. We take that very seriously. They've served too. The spouse has moved with their spouse, so the problem with that is the job may not be the whole amount that they've had, but they've got a lot of experience that they've acquired along the way. And they got some of those same experience, supervision, teaching, education, nursing, all of those things exist as well.
Andrew says the skills each recruit obtains during their tenure makes hiring a retired service member a win for both employer and employee.
Some of the soft skills is, you know, being on the work on time, being able to work as a team and independently, being able to accept the mission, drug-free, which is really important, knows how to account for time and resources. You know, some of the hard skills are the information technology, the logistics, the program management.
This year's career fair started at 8:30 in the morning and just a few hours into the event.
But our last count was in excess of 200.
200 job seekers. Michael Koneski is one of them.
There's a lot of employers here, so that's always a good sign that you have robust participation, especially from the community.
Koneski is Command Career Counselor at Fort Jackson.
So we have classes that they give to help the soldiers with resume writing techniques and a job interview, mock interviews and stuff like that to kind of help ease into the transition into civilian life.
He says his job is like the cousin to the recruiter.
A recruiter brings a civilian into the military, and the career counselor's job is to keep them in the military or help them to transition into the reserves or National Guard.
And after 31 years, he too will soon retire from the military.
I'm here as a participant, actually. I'm transitioning or retiring from the Army, so I'm here looking for a job as well.
But just like civilian job seekers, Andrew says there are some barriers military job seekers may face.
For one thing, you worked in a different culture, basically being able to share your experience, to speak the same language your employers are speaking, to make sure that you're showcasing your talent to show their needs.
On our website at SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, Fort Jackson's Army Volunteer Corps Coordinator shares how volunteering can also help job seekers stand out to potential employers. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.